Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me today in my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today's guest is someone who is very inspirational, and she's been doing energy work for a very, very long time and has some amazing stories to share with all of you with this podcast. So thank you for listening, and happy manifesting. Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. And as always, I'm super excited about my guests because I have so many amazing people who are here to teach you all the greatness of this world and how powerful the Law of Attraction can be in their lives. So my guest today, her name is Barbara Gilman, and she's known as the Quick Change Artist. She is the author of Whatever the Fuck It Takes, and is a certified Access Conscious Facilitator. Barbara's also served as the Director of Family Education for Neil Donald Walsh's Health Heartlight Education, and she has keynoted on many women's organizations and has hosted her own radio show, Conscious Choices. So Barbara, thank you so, so much for being here.
Well, thank you for the invite. I love to spread the information.
I love that. And, you know, you and I talked before this just to kind of gauge on what you can give to my audience and what I would love for you to share. And the biggest thing I want you to share is who you are, what you do, and how it's kind of like you go on a deeper level around law of attraction. So I guess maybe we'll start about your journey into energy and that, and just share with people what that brings to you and what it brings to others.
Okay, well, I started at a very young age. I sort of came in, you know, I always say everyone comes in to be who they are. Some people, it takes shorter, and some take, you know, sometimes it's longer. With me, it was pretty quick. By the time I was like 8 or 9 years old, I actually had this knowing that everything that most people, except, you know, especially the adults, everything they were saying was somehow not the truth. Not that they were actually like lying to me purposely, but that like they didn't even know that what they were saying was not truth. And it's very hard to describe how I knew it, but it was a knowing, which actually, that's how we all actually exist. We all have a knowing. However, we have been sort of perpetrated out of knowing and believing that we have to learn something, which is not really true. So anyway, I had that knowing, and my whole life has actually been the journey of finding out what is the closest to truth that I can receive and know in this lifetime. And it took me in very different places than most people ever get to go or be, and people that I've met are quite amazing. And again, most people would never get to meet them. So it's been a very unusual and amazing journey for me. And so I just started basically, you know, the word is really asking, because with our knowing and, you know, we're always asking the universe, we're always asking for what we want without even knowing it. And so I was being that energy. I was just being the energy of what else is possible here? How can I actually find out what's true and what would work for me? And it took me into the spiritual world when I was in my teens. You know, I'm from New York City, and there was plenty of it there. And so I went into the spiritual world. And then, when I was in my, I think, 20s, I started to find the very few people at that time that were into energy and consciousness. And at the time, there was, you know, maybe one or two or three. And so one was my teacher at the time, whose name was Lazarus. He was actually like the Abraham Hicks of the 70s. And he's actually still around, an amazing being. You would go to classes even back then, and there would be 200-300 people, and you would have scientists and medical researchers coming to hear, you know, to hear and ask questions. It was quite amazing. And that's when I really found out about the world of energy and consciousness and how most people were actually kept from that. It was like a knowing that no one wanted everyone to know.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for me, that made it even that much more thrilling because I always like being different, you know.
I'm with you.
Well, here we are, right? It just took me behind doors that most people would never sort of get to. And I know a lot of things that I don't tell a lot of people. You know, most people would not believe half the things that I have found out. But the most important one, absolutely, that I tell everyone who's willing to listen is basically that energy is everything. There's everything in the universe is simply molecules of consciousness, of energy. And you know, and part of the law of attraction, of course, is that. And right. So I was definitely, you know, doing that. I actually, when I moved to Portland from New York about 2.5 years ago, I had a garage sale and I had just about they started with CDs and then they started with cassettes and then went to CDs of, you know, Abraham Hicks. And I always went whenever they were anywhere near me, I always went to the trainings and you know, just amazing, amazing work. And I just love the fact that there are so many people out there right now facilitating this body of work, because we still probably have over 90% of the people who don't realize they're actually, you know, they're not victims, that we're actually creating our reality. And then when you start to have that information, of course, as you know, everything changes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why I love having this show, because, you know, I do believe there's a lot more people coming out of the woodworks who are saying, yeah, this kind of makes sense. And I know you, because you've been doing this for so long when absolutely no one was paying attention, but yeah, have you noticed a big shift where people are starting to pay attention?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I was doing it, you could hardly find it anywhere. And most people, you know, it was just in just a very small group of people were out there. And if you found them, then, you know, there would be very few other people to even speak to about it. As a matter of fact, by the time I was a teenager, you know, I skipped, I think, almost 3 years in school. And so my friends, you know, my girlfriends were always like 10 years older than I was. And the guys that, you know, by the time I started dating, were some of them 15 to 20 years older. And it was only because I had to have someone that I could communicate my language to who wouldn't think I was crazy, you know, mm-hmm. and who would sort of understand. So I met some amazing people, and that just furthered, you know, who I worked with and the people that I met. And it's been a very amazing journey. And the greatest part for me is being the contribution to consciousness just by, you know, being you. That's really all that we have to do, you know.
I shouldn't
say do, but what I really want to say is be, you know, and that's mm-hmm. part of the lie. I always speak of the lie of this planet. And just about everything that we have ever been taught and that is still being taught here is what I call the lie, because it's not real, you know.
Yeah, you talk a lot about that in your book, actually.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's a really good description of that in the book. It really resonated with me because I do think that we are very few of us are really realizing how much control we have over our reality. And one thing I would love for you to share, because we were talking about this earlier, about how energy that we hold in our bodies, because you do a lot of energy work as an access conscious facilitator. Can you talk more about some experiences around energy and what it does for people once you understand the energy?
Absolutely. Well, the bottom line is, as I said, everything in the universe is simply energy and molecules of consciousness. Now, when you're doing, let's say, law of attraction, okay, you're not using the word energy. You're using the words like points of view. You know, your beliefs create your reality. It's your point of view. You want to change that. But in actuality, what holds those points of view or beliefs together, what holds your body together, not hold it together, but what creates the illness or the longevity is just energy. And I tell the story of my former partner and still very dear friend, who is one of the top healers in the world. And he works with mostly cancer patients and, you know, people who have serious illnesses going on. And many of them are, you know, very famous. And his prices are a little high, and because he's doing this amazing work. So, you know, they could be movie stars and actors and princesses and everything like that. And I was with him for 14 years and we're still dear friends. As a matter of fact, I just got off the phone with him about a half an hour ago. And what I saw in those 14 years could change anyone's life, because when you see, you know, there was a young man that was brought into the healing center in a wheelchair. He was in his early 40s and he hadn't walked nor talked in 4 years. And within 3 hours, he walked out and was talking. And a number of very famous Hollywood people, which I'm not going to name names, but had cancer and were dying. We're actually, you know, in those last moments when they found him. And within a number of sessions, sometimes one, sometimes three, and of course, some people will choose, that's too fast. How could that be? And it would sort of like, you know, sort of screw up your whole world. So I'll do it in 6 months. You see what I'm saying? Because it's all choice. But the cancer just goes. And the way that he describes it to people is very simple. A healthy body resonates at 60 something or others. I'm not a science person or medical person.
The megahertz.
Megahertz or whatever hertz. But anyway, 60. Mm-hmm. And when you live in stress, and Michelle, you certainly know that in our life now, mm-hmm. everyone's lives, the stress couldn't even be more, I don't think. We're just living in such a stressful, complicated world right now. And so when the stress starts, the body's energy starts to go down. So from 60, which would be healthy, you get a cold. When it goes a little bit lower, you get a flu, then an autoimmune disease. And then at one point, it becomes cancer. And of course, lots of other things in those numbers. However, as he explains, the only thing that is required is to raise the vibration, the energy of the body. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And the way that you do it, okay, which is, I mean, the quickest way to do that, of course, is by changing the energy. It's that simple. And so that's why right now on the planet, you know, the world of energy, it's still unknown to most people, but you do have incredible numbers. So as you said, I do the work of Access Consciousness. It's in 174 countries. It's the leading edge of change in consciousness on the planet. And so you could go to you can go to classes and there's 200 to 300 people in a class. A class that I was in, I think it was in South Africa, I can't remember, but one of them had 15 translation booths, 15 languages going on at one time. And Interestingly, the United States is the slowest growing, which
I'm not surprised.
Exactly. I was just going to say, which is not surprising if you understand that here we're still into the lie of what reality is, and we're still into the story of what's important. You know, having money is, mm-hmm. you know, everything is about money and your cars and your houses and everything else. And that's one of the main reasons that this country, if you look at it, you know, you could either laugh at it or you could be scared by it or you could, I mean, whatever. But let's face it, we don't have a lot of consciousness going on here and but we do have a lot of change. And that's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
Because
absolutely,
you know, whatever you say about the politics, the bottom line is right now, it is bringing people out of a space of complacency. You know, instead of thinking about my wardrobe or my hair, oh, wow, you know, look what's going on here. What can I be and do different that maybe I can add something here? And what is it that you would want to add? Consciousness. Consciousness is living in total allowance with no point of view other than that nanosecond that a point of view would be required or a choice would be required. So basically, it's living with no judgment. And I don't know how many people, I was just going to say, I don't know how many people you know, probably zero. Yeah. Just about the only people that I know that are even close to that are the two men who are the facilitators or the founders of Access Consciousness. And of course, there are a few, you know, others through the world. But to live in no judgment is life changing. And that's a big part of the work of this work. And this is why I love to facilitate it, because I have seen, as a therapist, I have seen things in the last 8 years that I would never have believed possible. You know, people whose lives just totally change. And I'm talking about, you know, stories. One of my clients.
Do you have a specific example?
Well, yes. One of my clients, this is years ago, actually in the beginning, was a woman, you know, an amazing woman. She was actually a healer. She was married and she was sexually abused by her father from the time she was four. And so you can imagine that what, you know, what that does to a being. It's like I say, it's like a bastardization of what's possible. So who she came in to be was sort of just changed in such a way that distorted what could be possible. And within my favorite training is called the foundation class. It's 4 days and you come in and it's all day. And all I could say is it's absolute magic, because you come in and you could actually fall asleep. And what happens in that class is just working through every genre from life to parenting to love to sex to every genre that we exist from that creates all the pain and the suffering. I'd love to say all the joy and the ease, but we don't have too much of that. And of course, money and business and all of that. And when you take each one of them and you look at them, like let's say family. Okay, so what is a family? Now, it depends what age you grew up in, you know, whether it was watching the Brady Bunch or Father Knows Best or Donna Reed, or I don't even know what the ones would be today. But everything about family always comes up, you know, parenthood or whatever. It comes up with mostly a loving family, right? Okay. How realistic is that? As a therapist, I could tell you tons and tons of stories of parents who didn't show up like that, who were abusive, who were not there, who would be drunk, we can go on and on and on. And so what happens in life is you grow up, and I just say you grow up with that lie, okay, that this is a parent. But if your parent doesn't show up as that parent that you're watching on television, who's there for you, who loves you, who adores you, all of a sudden what has to happen to the personality, okay, is, well, if a parent is that and my parent is not being that with me, then there's something wrong with me. And that begins the lie. And believe me, you know, nowadays, by the time a child nowadays is like 7 or 6 even, who they truly be, who they come in as, the magic, the knowing, the awareness is gone. And there's like...
So how does Access... I'm sorry. How does Access Consciousness then help with
that? Well, basically, we're working with energy and the language of consciousness. And when you put those two things together, that's why change is possible in in moments sometimes. I mean, I know it sounds so amazing, but it is true. And all that's happening is you're taking a lie and you're changing the energy that held the lie together. So as you would say, the belief system or the thoughts and the feelings. Mm-hmm. But if you sort of get down to what those are, once again, that's simply energy. And so when you...
What happened to the woman that you worked with?
Did she get helped with all this? Her whole life changed. As a matter of fact, within that maybe 40 minutes that I was working with her, and there were many healers in that class, and we all saw it. I mean, I actually energetically saw her morph into a different being. It was like the most amazing thing that I think I ever saw. And she came back the next day, a totally different woman. She was dressed totally different. She used to wear these baggy kind of clothes and hide her body and have her head sort of down. The next day she walked in. I'm not going to tell the whole story because I don't know what it would be appropriate, but mm-hmm. But she came in the next day in this low V-neck, okay, looking like a very sexy woman and telling us about how she went home and what occurred with her and her husband in a fun and just beautiful way of all of a sudden everything and all the wrongness of her sexual energy and everything that had occurred and was like that for years was literally gone. And from that, mm-hmm. her whole world opened up. And she is, now she's just this amazing healer with a great relation. I mean, it's like everything just changed. And if you would have told me before I found this body of work that something like that could change in like 45 minutes, I would never believe it.
And this after years of therapy. I've heard of people Absolutely. Having years of therapy and not getting any help, and they have a couple sessions with someone like you, and it's miraculous. And that shows you that there's so much to our existence and energy. And I know we're all made of energy. That's scientifically proven. And so why not work with energy more? So yeah. I love that you're doing this.
Listen, it's becoming, I mean, nowadays, wherever you go, I go to women's groups and networking, and the numbers are really starting to look like there is a great change here. It's much more out of this country. However, we're starting to see it here also. And that would change, basically that's going to change everything because all the stories, go ahead. I was just going to say stories. You see, we live with stories. This is my story. My mother did this. My father did this. My husband did this. This is what happened. And we actually believe those stories are real. And so what we're doing is like we're holding that energy. Like think of yourself holding this box with this energy. But the energy really isn't yours. It's the story's energy. Or another amazing thing that I'll put out there is 90-something% of everything that we think and feel that creates our life and our body is not ours. We actually...
That's good. That's very huge,
amazing.
Actually.
It's amazing because it changes everything when you realize, okay, so what, it's like if I happen to meet a friend and she tells me, I don't know if I could really stay that long today because I just feel so whatever, sad, angry, whatever it is. And the first thing I do is I'll just say to her, and here's a good tool for everyone listening. All you have to do is say, who does this belong to? Is it yours? And in that nanosecond, the person just asks, that they're asking that question, is this mine? And you're knowing, mm-hmm. okay? We have a knowing. It's an instantaneous knowing, except we've sort of, turned off the switch or at least taken the volume down. But in that nanosecond, if you ask that question, okay, so truth. Is this mine? Is this energy mine? You're going to get a quick yes or no. And you'll find that most of the time it's a no. You could go to lunch and pick up someone's energy from across the restaurant. These young children can pick up energy from other people across the world. they telecommunicate. They could have like, having a conversation like you and I are, but they don't have a phone and they don't have a computer. They're just going mm-hmm. by the energy. Mm-hmm. This is who we truly are.
You know, I also love what I've learned through Access Consciousness, because I've had other friends who've done it, and I've had people guest speak at my meetup and actually do sessions. And I've turned the couple of people have actually, their lives have changed from just that one group that I had, which is amazing. But one thing I love that I use all the time, is it light or heavy? And can you explain that more? Because you're the expert on that, but I use
that
it all the time.
That is wonderful, but what's actually even a little better, because sometimes with the light and heavy, some people get a little somehow confused. But if you just ask this question, and it's life-changing, it's worth like $10 million just for this one question. I'll give my address after. if I choose this, and it could be anything, okay, where are you going for dinner tonight? If I choose the Chinese restaurant, whatever, if I choose this, what would my life be like in 5 years? And what is what's actually occurring is like, you know, if you hear about psychics, let's say, you know a psychic who you say is, oh my God, this person is incredible. Everything they ever told me, they told me 5 years ago this would happen and it did, you know? Or as I say, you know, how do the birds that fly to Florida in the winter, and I've been saying this for 30 years and I still don't know what birds, are they ducks, are they geese, whatever they are, when they get mm-hmm. ready to fly to Florida, they don't read it in a newspaper. They don't get a phone call. Hey, Sam, you know what? The storms are coming. It's time to go down to Boca. You know what I'm saying? They live by their knowing. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. do you think if these ducks or birds or geese have knowing, do you think we would have knowing? I think so. And I think a little greater. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Is exactly what this question starts to create. It starts to bring one back to their knowing. Because you see, part of the lie here is we have been impelled with the lie that we're wrong and we're stupid and we're not good enough. And we pick that up from the time we come in. And then we believe that lie, so we never, ever get to know the possibility of who we truly be. In this lifetime right now, by the time a child is 8 years old, they're gone. And what they've done is chosen some role, some character to be, whether it's pleasing to their parents, their teachers, and there might be many of them. So when they show up with their parents, they're this character. When they show up with the teacher or the friends, they're this one. And it's all about fitting in, being perfect and being correct and never, ever being wrong. So that's mm-hmm. what create, that's mm-hmm. what's, you know, the biggest, biggest lie that we have. You could never be wrong. You could be mistaken for a few moments. And if you don't have the fear that that's a wrongness, then you could just go, oh, okay, well, what else can I choose here? And then everything would change. Mm-hmm. But we are terrified mm-hmm. of being wrong. And how many people literally give up their whole lives? Okay. So I talk about a life. So, you know, in Access, it's like a life is like a life sentence. And that's what most people live here. A living is ease and joy and fun and play. And most people don't live that way because once again, what occurred is the powers that be took away the money. And then all of a sudden, money becomes the number one thing that everyone wants. And they believe that in order to have money, you have to do. Okay, so you have to do this and you have to do this and you have to do this. Mm. Do you know what do-do is? Yes, that's that lie, because actually the more you do, the less you will actually mm-hmm. have of what would be mm-hmm. possible for you. The energy of
that's
money
so
is the same mm-hmm. energy of joy and play. So, yes,
I love that. Yay. Yeah. I've been preaching this for a long time. So Barbara, the fact you're saying this is so great, because I totally agree. To get in that place of joy, we overwork ourselves too much. And what we need to do is just chill out, raise your vibration, absolutely, raise your energy by feeling joy. Yes. And then yes, everything will come to you. And and I think another thing to get back to that, you know, self, that lie, I think just get to a more positive state about this is getting to know who we really are through self-compassion, self-love. That's something I love teaching. Is that something in Access Consciousness?
Well, you do it simply by getting rid of the energy that's standing in the way. You see, it's all one thing. It's not, it's so simple. All you have to do is, just like my former partner, all you have to do is change the energy. That's it. There's nothing else that one would need to do. And so, you know, in the body of work, in Access Consciousness, the first class is called the bars. And the reason it's called the bars is that we have 32 points on the head. So you have one person who's lying fully clothed on a massage table and one person in a chair at their head and just putting their fingers, 32 points, around the head. Now, in my last class in New York, you know, before I moved, I had a 6 and a 9-year-old and they're still doing it. That's how simple it is. And what it starts to do is it starts to take that energy or that limitation. And it's not like you lie down on the table and say, oh, you know what? I'm going to release 5 ounces. That has to do with why I can't receive more money. Okay. It's just going to be what it's going to be. But the energy is going to start to move. And all of a sudden, you're going to find what was a limitation now is opening up. You're thinking differently. You're behaving differently. When your friend used to say, do you want to go to karaoke? I'm going Friday night. And you used to say, oh, no. And then when you said it, you were shaking inside to think that you would get up in front of a group and sing. And now it's like, you know, you worked on that energy of being wrong. And I'll give another tool out. This will work for everyone, because everyone's fear is that you're going to be wrong and stupid. And that's why we give up half of our life. And all you have to do is say, what would it take for me to be as wrong and stupid as I can be? Now, I know that sounds strange because you're asking to be it. However, when you ask that question, a question is an algorithm interrupt. And this planet has been run on algorithms, not going there right now. But the bottom line is, so when you ask the question in that way, what would it take for me to be wrong and stupid as I can be? Everything that is actually creating that, the energy is going to start to dissipate. It's going to start to just leave. And then all of a sudden, so I would say, if you were my client, say, put it on a loop, get a voice loop on your phone, put it on. And, you know, we have the other part, what would it take for me to be as wrong and stupid as I can be in everything that is right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all 9 shots, boys, meons. That's the energetic, we call it this clearing statement. It's absolutely magic. And that's what opens the door to allow whatever energy that the person is holding to leave. And if you keep doing that, so it's like saying, okay, so today I let go of 5 ounces of the fear of being wrong. Tomorrow you let go of 2 pounds, the next day, and then all of a sudden your friend calls and says, okay, I know you don't want to go Friday night, you know, to my thing, but I'm going. And you say, oh no, I'll go. And it could happen in a day, or it might take you 3 months. It depends on what you're choosing. Now, for most people, changing so quickly is too mind-blowing. Which is why, like I said with my former partner, there are people who can be in hospice dying in 2 weeks with cancer, and in one session it could go away, and there'll be other people who'll need 6 months for it to go away because it would just bust their world in such a way that they couldn't even choose that. Do you see what I'm saying? But that is the reality.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
And the thing that I love most about, you know, what I do and how it creates change on this planet is it takes everything that you thought was real and you get to see that it wasn't. You get to see that it was a lie perpetrated on us so we could never be the power and potent magicians that we truly be. You know, I could go back to Lazarus, who, I, as I said to you, was my one of my first one wonderful over 30 something years ago, maybe more now. But anyway, and he's still around, you know. He didn't have the energy work, but he did have the knowing of it. And we had, we did have, I mean, exercises and things like that. But my point is, and, you know, he used to say that when you realize, whatever that would take, what when you realize that you are these magical magicians, there's nothing that you can change on this planet.
I love that. Yes. Yes. And so few of us have that, believe that or know that. And I'm so glad, Barbara, that you're here to show people that this is possible. And another, just as a closing remark, absolutely, one of my favorite sayings is what else is possible, right? And that's a big thing, yes, here with Access Consciousness. And you emailed me that the other day. What else is possible?
Michelle, I had
a big smile on my face. I'm like, yes, what else is possible,
wall,
right?
Where I'm sitting right now, I'm looking right at it. It's like 10 feet by like 2 feet. What else is possible?
Uh-huh. My partner and I use it all the time. Like I use it all the time. It's one of my favorite sayings. So thank you, Barbara. What I you are a wealth of information. I can have you on here for like a 5-hour interview because there's so much you can share. But I want to be able for people to get in touch with you because, yes, you do sessions in
yes,
Portland. Well, is that
one,
correct? Or do you do it
in person? I do
remotely
classes
as well, right?
With our specific Access Consciousness classes. One is that energy modality. And then, of course, there are other all kinds of classes, but my favorite is called the Foundation. That's where you take your whole world as you know it, you crack it like an egg, and by the time you leave, you're a different being. But yes, I work all over the country, actually some out of the country, just on my teleconferencing line and do sessions. And it's just energy, and I send it to them, and they listen. I tell them to listen 1 to 3 times a day, and their life just changes. It's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, my website is
so how can they get in touch with you?
Although my Barbara is spelled like Streisand, although please do not ask me to sing because you'll be very disappointed. So it's Barbara and Gilman is GILLMAN. So it's just BarbaraGilman.com is the website, and Barbara@BarbaraGilman.com is the email address.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. This was amazing. And I'm like thinking of other questions I have for you, but I probably should wrap this up. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to, you're going to do a session with me next week. I'm so excited. And if anyone watches my YouTube channel, 365 Days of Joy, I will probably
Michelle,
be sharing my joy
like
that day and giving you feedback
you
on what a great session I had.
That you're being so, to this planet, because not only are you doing these podcasts and everything else you do, but I will say, and I did tell you already, that the energy that you be is all you have to be, because just by being with you, people will start to change based on your vibration. So that's a gift, and you have that gift.
Nice. Thank you. Yes. And
yes.
I'm so glad to be a change maker in this world, as you are as well. Yes. So, well, thank you so much. And again, you guys have Barbara's information, and thank you so much for listening in. If you're interested in being interviewed on my podcast, just go to my website. It's michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And thank you for listening, and have a wonderful, wonderful day, and happy manifesting.